First, I'd like to thank Dan and his ownership group for the faith they've shown in me and putting me in this position. Certainly, it's a great deal of adversity right now, and from that, quite frankly, I think come the greatest opportunities. On a personal level, this is bittersweet, obviously. Chris is somebody I have a great deal of respect for and had a personal relationship with. I'm very much looking forward to tackling this opportunity at the same time. No one in this organization is comfortable with the place we find ourselves in, nor satisfied. Our focus moving forward is a heightened sense of urgency, obviously. But our focus is to spend every moment we can on the work of on what we do, relative to the practice court, to the game floor, to the scouting trail, to all of the people that work in our training staff. We have an amazing group of people here. And my charge now is to get us all moving in the right direction. We've been given an incredible ownership group. Everybody should be incredibly grateful to get to work with this group of people, because they will invest tirelessly, both in effort and in funding, in this process. We've got an absolutely unbelievable fan base. The passion is tremendous. I can't tell you what it's been like just to get to interact for the first time and to see it sort of full blown. It's exciting, and they deserve a product that's better than what we've delivered on, quite frankly. So moving forward, I expect that there's a tendency I think everybody has to focus on the big rocks, to focus on the things that are most clearly in front of you. Things that go wrong are not always about those things. Sometimes they're about the subtlest little things that are under the surface. I think what we need most is to address some of those things, to touch every little constituency we have, everybody that contributes to our success. Every conduit that fuels that success needs to be touched right now. And fortunately, I think it's probably what I do best. I'm, again, truly grateful for the opportunity to be here. And I think all of our players, our coaching staff, and frankly, all the staff in this building are grateful for the opportunity we have now. Now it's time to move on. It's time to capitalize on all of the benefits we have. And more than anything else, I think it's time to really bring this to a place where everybody wants to be. Bring it to an environment and have the sort of symbiotic relationship with each other, where we believe in each other enough and trust each other enough to tell each other what they need to hear and to do it on the court. And I think we have a group of kids that want to do that. And I know we have a coaching staff that comes to work every day with the spirit of finding a way. We will find a way, and this team will succeed. With that, I'd like to answer any questions you have.
David, when Dan spoke the other day, he said, Feldy had the talent, Feldy had the coach. Chris went out and got the talent and got the coach. He's no longer here.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't really sound like a normal statement under those circumstances. Do you believe what Dan said, that the talent and the coach is here? And if so, how do you get the most out of it?
So, first of all, nobody did any of that alone. And one of the things I think is significant in this process is we had a really good working relationship. And we also had a group of people that contribute to this every day. Those people are all still here. And this was a shared vision. So nothing is broken when that happens. The relationship in this group doesn't change, and our vision doesn't change. What changes now is the means by which we go about achieving success. And I don't mean that even relative to the roster or anything like that. It's the spirit we're bringing to this process is going to be different. It's just going to be a different energy. And that doesn't mean a better energy. It's my energy is a little different.
In what way?
I think, again, the things that are imperceptible sometimes to other people, I won't be different, I am different. I'm a whole subset of different experiences. I'm 21 years in the NBA with a whole different group of mentors. I was raised in Phoenix with the Colangelo family and Cotton Fitzsimmons and scouting mentors like Dick Van Arsdale. I'm a whole subset of different things. So everything will be different for that reason. And so again, this is not about one thing or one person making decisions that went wrong. This is about the sum of all of our parts. This is about fit. This is finding a way to put people in the best position to succeed. And I think this move being made is an effort to find the right fit. It's absolutely not an indictment of an individual, because none of this is about an individual. Not individual lack of execution, not individual failures as a player, none of it. It's a total product. And we've lost our way somewhere. And we've lost it in terms of our faith in one another, not our talent, not our coaching. That's not failing. We've lost our ability to believe that the next guy has my back. We've lost it relative to the front office. We've lost a little bit of our mojo everywhere. We came into the year with very high expectations, and I think nationally people had them too, because we have a really compelling group of talent. So as we move forward, what we're going to look for is to make those pieces fit together better. That's all. No more, no less than that.
Dave, has Dan given you any indication that this is an opportunity to hold on to this job going forward, or is this a strictly temporary concept?
Well, I mean, the indication I have is I'm here right now. You know, Dan has shown a great deal of faith in me, and he and his ownership group have put me in a position to be very successful right now. I have full latitude to do this job. I have their support to do this job. I will not be taking calls as a secretary. I will be the general manager of the team. And what that means moving forward's candidly very irrelevant to me. If I'm going to be successful in this position, it's going to be because we as a group have results. And if we have those results, then you tend to get to stay. And if you don't, you go away. And that's the nature of this beast. Dan doesn't need to say anything to me. We need to produce. That's how I'm going to know I'm going to be here.
Could you give him an example of one of these subtle constituencies? I mean, it sounds like kind of the one of a nail, the shoe was lost, and eventually the battle was lost and all. But can you give an example of that?
It's a great question. I think one of the things that's subtle that sometimes you don't see every day is conversations with the players about where they feel they're at right now, what hopes and fears they have that aren't being met, and giving them a little bit of confidence in themselves. You know, these are young kids. These are guys that have incredible talent, and they've never been in a situation where they came into a year with expectancy, and that can be difficult sometimes, and you wear that differently. So I think we've reacted in a way that young kids do. But don't get this lost in the shuffle. These are incredibly talented kids. And reminding them of that and what their role in this whole thing is and how they fit is something that I think I'll have an opportunity to do. And that goes for the whole organization, frankly.
Are you talking about you doing that? Or?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Myself, coaches. I think ultimately what I'm good at, if I have a skill, is empowering people and making them believe in themselves. And so I want to do that for people, and I want other people to do that too. You know, this is a culture of we, it's not a culture of me, and somewhere along the way we lost that.
David, over the next last 30-some games, what positives would you like to see come about?
I want to see us smile more. I want to see us enjoy this. I want to see us remember this is a game. I want to see us remember that there's passion involved in this. We're not robots. Nobody is going to be flawless. We've all made mistakes. I want guys to accept making one and then move on. Coach Brown does a remarkable job of getting guys to be next play oriented. We need to be that, but we need to do it with a smile on our face and love coming to work every day, because the people that come here every day have passion for this, and they deserve to see our passion too. We don't have to look cool. We have to look like we're in love with this, and that's what I want us to be.
Do you think that can translate to success on the court in time?
100%. No better player, no good player is at their best unless they're happy. And I think what we need to do is get people to believe in each other again, and that's sometimes a very subtle thing. We've got really good kids. We don't have impediments to success. So I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, but what do you want the fans to see?
I'm sorry?
What do you want the fans to see?
I want them to see us win. We all want that. This ownership group, again, has invested an awful lot in this process, and they do it to win. That's what I want to see. And I want to see our guys committed to that in a way that they never have been. And I'm 100% sure that we brought a newfound urgency to this. What that will mean in terms of ups and downs, I can't tell you. But I do know that guys feel a great sense of responsibility for what has transpired. And I know that they are looking to right the ship.
Is this a tough situation to be thrown in just 2 weeks from the trade deadline?
Well, sure, it's not easy. But I wouldn't have wanted to do it otherwise. It's like I said, I mean, from the greatest adversity is great opportunity. This isn't an easy situation. I'd be lying if I said it was, but I can promise you this, it's one I'm very prepared for.
You sound more like a psychologist than a general manager.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but thank you.
Well, no, but I'm wondering how far has that always been your kind of
I was really blessed. Yes, it is the part I like. I was really, really blessed to be around some fantastic, positive people, and people who built ensemble casts around people who make other people better. And I got to be part of that on a pretty high level, and to do some fantastic things with great people. Steve Kerr, who you all know, is one of the truly great human beings I've ever been with. And the spirit he brought to that job. We went to the conference finals 3 times together as a group. Steve was part of the ownership group initially, and his spirit was imperceptible to the rest of everybody else, but it was a big part for us. And once we got to the point where we were together, we went to the conference finals 3rd time together. And I would tell you that it was entirely because of his leadership and guidance. So I've watched this work. It's what I know. It's what I believe to the core of me. So it's who I am.
David, your resume speaks highly of traveling the globe, looking at talent throughout your career. How would you assess yourself in terms of knowing talent? And it's an imperfect business, but how do you think you fit in that role?
You know, everybody in our business has a scrapbook, right? Everybody that gets up here can tell you the things they've done. I've been part of a lot of success, and I've gotten to be part of a lot of those things. Some of it was because of me, and some of it was despite me. But I think I have some real value in the area of personnel. I think I have real value in the area of leadership more than anything else.
You've used the word kids a couple times. Mm-hmm. Where do you think this team is from a maturity standpoint?
Well, I mean, we were 23.8 years of age before we made the Luol Deng trade. So I think from a maturity level standpoint, we're young in terms of years of experience, and we're young in terms of genuine age. But I think we have truly good human beings that are about the right things. And again, I say kids because I feel like an old man now. But I think we've got guys that come at this from the right place. From a maturity standpoint, winning breeds a lot of that. And this group hasn't won a lot together. We have people that have won a lot in the locker room, but this group hasn't won a lot together. So that's yet to be defined. And it's an ongoing, and I hate this word with a passion, it's an ongoing process. So,
David, this team right now is on the outside looking in on the playoff race. Do you believe there's enough time with the pieces that you have in place for this team to turn it around and make the playoffs this year, or are you going to have to make some moves in order for that to happen?
I think we have an awful lot of assets. I think we have an opportunity to do a lot of different things. I think the group as it's constructed can be radically more successful than it's already been. You have to look at the opportunities we're given up until now in the trade deadline and judge all of them for whether or not they advance us significantly forward. Our charge is to win and win at a high level. And we're going to, you know, as Dan likes to say, we're going to turn over every stone to achieve that. But I'm not looking at this as get to that point. I'm looking at this as we're going to make this team as good as it can possibly be for as long as it can possibly be that. And I don't want to limit the scope of what that means.
Do you feel you have to do something at the deadline to get the thing straightened out?
No. I don't feel we have to do anything. I want to do that which puts us in the best position to be successful, and we'll analyze every opportunity and we'll look for every opportunity that does that for us.
David, have you spoken to the team and have you given them this sort of message as well? Can you share what you told them?
I wouldn't want to share what I told them, but I have spoken to the team as a group. I've spoken to a good many of them individually, and will continue to do that. I spend the vast majority of time, to Fred's question, on the road scouting. I am not traveling with the team as often coming into this. I will be with the team all the time. I've certainly had very good relationships with the players, but what I've done more than anything else in the last 72 hours is be accessible and be on fire with passion for the opportunity we have. That's what I know how to be. That's who I am.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
He started one more. Go ahead.
Buyers, sellers, trading deadline. Fans want to know, are they going to buy? Are they going to try and add, make this team better and go for it this year? Or are they going to be sellers to build for the future?
I don't see how you get better and win more games selling. We're going to buy to the extent that it makes us better for the long haul. I don't think we're going to do anything that's an act of desperation. I think we're going to be willing to buy the right asset at the right price. We are dedicated 100% from top to bottom to getting better, and that's what we're going to do.